The 21 Queens plate is giving Jim Lawson plenty of reasons to smile these days. For the first time since 2019, fans will be allowed into Woodbine Racetrack to watch the first jewel of the OLG Canadian Triple Crown. About 5,000 spectators are expected to attend the August 22 race. And indications are they'll have quite a race to watch, as it appears North America's longest continuously run thoroughbred stakes event will have a full field for the first time since 2011. As of Friday, 18 probables remained for the 1.25-mile race on Woodbine's Tapta course. That bodes well for the $1 million plate to have its first full field, 17 starters, since Filly and Glorious emerged victorious 10 years ago. The deadline for entries is Wednesday morning. "It's very likely we'll get a 17-horse field," Lawson said. "It's great, it makes for an exciting race. It just bodes well for excitement." Among the probables is 21 Woodbine Oaks winner Money for R.O. Trainer Kevin Attard said earlier this week that Money for R.O. emerged from the $500,000 race August 1 in good form and was being pointed toward the plate, although a final decision would be made closer to the race. Money for R.O. showed she's a definite plate contender after winning the 1 1/8-mile Oaks on Woodbine's Tapta course in 1 minute 50 seconds and 31 milliseconds. Earlier in the day, Avaman captured the $150,000 plate trial in 1 minute 52 seconds and 84 milliseconds over the same distance and surface. "She certainly has proven she can get the distance, and I think she sure has answered the question about the surface," Lawson said. "You'd have to think she's maybe going to go into the race as the favorite based upon distance alone." It was the second victory in 7 starts this year for Money for R.O., who's now 2-2-2 from 9 career races and has earned over $320,000. If the decision is made to have her to take a run at the plate, the connections will have to pay a $25,000 supplemental fee. After winning the Oaks, money probably isn't the big issue, Lawson said. The question is, do they think it's the right thing to do by the horse? 4 Oaks starters have gone on to capture the plate. Following Inglorious were Lexi Lou, 2014, Holy Helena, 2017, and Wonder Godot, 2018. Inglorious, Lexi Lou and Holy Helena completed the Oaks plate double, while Wonder Godot captured the plate after finishing second in the Oaks to Dixie Moon. Attard did say if Money for R.O. does run in the plate, jockey Justin Stein, who rode her to a 1.25-length victory in the Oaks, will be aboard once again. "One horse that won't be in the plate is Weyburn, a 3-year-old colt that was rated as an early 3-to-1 favorite in March. Weyburn is owned, bred by Chiefswood Stables, and general manager Robert Landry said the timing of the plate and it being run on Tapta were the two main factors in the decision. Weyburn last ran July 31 when he was fourth in the Grade 2 $600,000 United States Dollars Jim Dandy Stakes, a 1 1/8-mile dirt race at Saratoga. What's more, Weyburn has never run on Tapta." Lawson said upward of 10 Canadian Olympians will be in the audience at Woodbine on August 22, as well as some members of the Hamilton Tigercats. And Blue Rodeo's Jim Cuddy will perform before the plate. "It's going to be a very fun day in addition to the race," Lawson said. "We'll have a lot going on." This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 13, 2021. Dan Ralph, the Canadian Press.